Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 10th of January, 2023. Got the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, those of you that were so excited about the new generation, or shall we say the fourth generation iPhone SE, well, just put that at the back of your mind now because it's not happening. According to our main man Ming over there in China, it has been canceled by Apple, as it's actually recently told suppliers it would not release a fourth generation SE model. Now, had it came out, it would have been the debut of Apple's first in-house 5G modem. But it looks like that debut, yeah, it's going to have to wait. In fact, according to our main man Ming over there in China, Apple is more than likely to continue using Qualcomm modems way past 2024. Well, from Apple, we move on over to Microsoft and Windows 11. Here's one thing we didn't think would happen. They're actually listening to people. We all know Windows 11, yeah, been on the controversial side, particularly with that start menu. Not just where the start menu is, but all the crap that's in the start menu. You know, a lot of advertising. Stuff people just don't really want to see. Well, now with the preview build of 25272, Microsoft actually might be listening to its customers. Now, no, they're not listening to everything. They're not getting rid of the recommended section on the start menu completely, but it looks like they're backtracking when using it to promote websites. In fact, Brandon LeBlanc, who actually posted in a blog post announcing the new release build, stated they are removing the suggested action for searching copy text in Microsoft Edge and showing recommended common websites on the recommended section in the start menu. Yes, most users out there will be saying thank you very much. Now, if we can only get back to what the start menu used to be, that would be fantastic. And finally, Google Stadia users, you better get your crap while you can. Yep, Stadia is about to shut down soon, so you better be transferring your games and saves while you can. In case you forgot, the service is shutting down for good on January 18th at exactly 11:59 p.m. Pacific U.S. time. And of course, with that happening, the shutdown means you'll lose access to all of your titles and saves on Stadia. Though many publishers have actually shared ways to bring your purchases and progress to other platforms so you can keep on playing where you are in your games. Though that's not for every publisher, remember that. Also, if you did a little purchasing via Stadia, Google's refunding all Stadia software purchases from Stadia Store and hardware purchases from the Google Store. In fact, the company began processing refunds in November of last year and expects the process, for most of the refunds anyways, to be all back with its users by January 18th. So if you haven't got some refund already, you might want to keep an eye on that email. Got a story? No one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where all the BTN podcasts are, including the latest Mac show and Big Show for the new year. Also, don't forget to follow us on our socials out there, Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come join us in our community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, have yourself a glorious Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.